There are several special holiday fairs and sales going on in the coming days and weeks in our region. One such event, the Block Street Christmas Bazaar. It's Sunday. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis talked with Hannah Withers, the president of the Block Street Business Association, about this year's version of the event.
First of all, what can people expect from the Block Street Bazaar?
Block Street Bazaar, this is our second annual, and it is a great way to kick off the local independent shopping season. This is sort of Block Avenue's answer to the big box Black Friday sales. We have a lot of shops that are offering sales. We have a lot of shops that are introducing activities. You can stop and make a stocking at I Am Spa. You can sit and listen to the Grinch read The Grinch Who Stole Christmas in front of Little Bread Company. We have local potters who will be doing their annual soup bowl sale. We have French Quarter Antiques who will have Pierre Noel at his location, and you can donate canned good for the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank to get your picture taken with him. It's a way for us to celebrate the unique stores that we have in our community that are locally owned and independent, and it gives all of us a little bit of a chance to show our personality and what we do in our shops.
Now, you said this is the second year for the bazaar. What did you and other businesses on the street learn from last year, and what's different this year?
Last year was exciting because we had a wonderful turnout and it was really, really cold. It was cold and it was sleety and it was rainy, and we still had a ton of people that bundled up and came out. We offered outdoor marshmallow toasting and fire pits and things to do to keep warm outside, and still sort of made it a family friendly event, and we had a great turnout. We're doing the same thing that we did last year, but we're making it a little bit more family friendly. I think it was a great opportunity for people to come and shop and bring their kids with them, which is hard to do when you go to the mall or go to those big stores. It gives them something hands-on to do while you can walk in and out of the shops. So it's a great chance for the shops to highlight local artists that do things in their stores and also offer sales and an answer to the big guys that can do Black Friday stuff.
The name of the event seems kind of odd or peculiar, or at least that's what the definition of this form of bazaar is. What's the reason behind that word choice?
Well, the bazaar, B-I-Z-A-R-R-E, it fits with our street. We've got one block that's back in parking that's different from the rest of the city and the rest of the street. The businesses that have always been on block have been a little bit quirkier and a little bit different, I think, always. We've got a lot of those shops that have been on the street for 20 years. So I think it sort of just fits with our keeping Fayetteville funky and different vibe.
Where did the idea for the Christmas Bazaar come from?
Block Street Business Association is an event-driven association. We've found through Block Street Block Party and Block Street Bazaar that it's one of the most fun ways to promote our street. We try and do lots of hands-on projects for our street as well, like the art bike racks that we just installed. But it's also a good way for us to interact with our community and invite people to come and participate with us instead of all of us just being in our stores and waiting for people to come to us. It's a good way for us to get out and interact with the people in our neighborhood.
This is the fourth street festival that Block Street has had, including the block parties in the spring. Other than exposure to the businesses on the street, what has been gained from all the partying?
I think it makes memories on our streets. I think that when people come to our street and experience something like Block Street Bazaar or Block Street Block Party, that they remember hearing live music on our street and remember the way that we interact with their retailers. I think it's a creative way for us to interact with our customers and invite them to come along and have the fun. I mean, it is about being in business, and it's about staying in business, and it's about promoting our street. And when you're in business, it's about making the bottom line. But there are a lot of ways that you can creatively expand on that. There are a lot of ways that you can invite people to participate and feel like they're a part of your business and a part of the success on your street and have a sense of pride in the uniqueness that local independent businesses offer our community. I think it's what makes Fayetteville different, and I think it's what makes us interesting, and it's why we're happy living here and we're happy raising our kid here. I think that it loans to an individualism that no other town can offer. There's never going to be another Little Bread Company or another I Am Spa or another Good Things Boutique. Those are solely and independently, those belong to Fayetteville.
So do you feel like there are other areas in Fayetteville that could benefit from this model of just coming together as businesses, throwing celebrations for the city?
Absolutely. I think Springfest was a great example of that. That's going to be back this year. I think Autumn Fest was a great way to do that. Fayetteville Farmers Market has almost made an event of its retail business. I mean, it is about sales and it's about local farmers and it's about good food, but there's also a lot of music and a lot of art and a lot of flash mobs that we've seen this year and this past season that have sort of grown it into its own event, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, Hannah, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Hannah Withers is the president of the Block Street Businesses Association, and the Block Street Christmas Bazaar will take place this Sunday, December 2nd, from noon to 4 p.m. More information can be found on the Block Street Businesses Association's Facebook page. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.